Let's head down to the New York Stock Exchange and check in with Yahoo Finance's Jared Blickery. Jared.
Yes, let's go straight to the Wi-Fi Interactive, where notably everything in the U.S. is underwater right now. But I want to take a step back, take a longer-term picture, a two-month look at the S&P 500. As feared, as I was pointing out with the possibility last week that we are going down and testing now these lows. The question is, how low do we go? Do we exceed them? What you want to see is a strong reaction to the upside, and that would create a candle with a long tail or wick like we're seeing over there. So we could easily hit 4,200. We could easily hit 41 or 4,000 even. Have to see where we end up. Probably have that momentum low already in, but then now we're looking for that price low. So here's the sector action for today. Energy. I'll give you 99 reasons why energy is up today. That would be Brent hitting almost $100 per barrel. But to the downside, we're seeing some weakness in those consumer discretionary retail stocks that we've been talking about, like Home Depot. That sector is off 1.5% to the downside. And just want to check out some of the action here. Here's Brent hitting $99 and change, $97.91 right now. It's up 4.5% on the Russian headers. We got RBOB gasoline at the highest prices, I think, in at least 52 weeks. That's up 3%. Also checking out gold as well. We're seeing that catch a bid, and we've seen it break to the upside very recently. As I've said, I think we have momentum to go quite a bit higher here in gold, though we may take a pause around $1,900, $2,000 per ounce. And also natural gas. We've been talking about the situation with the Ukraine and also how Russia really has a stranglehold on Russia. So all in all, really seeing the futures light up here, just not really seeing it in the stocks, guys.
Yeah, we are not. But another place where we've been watching for reaction to all of this is actual gold and digital gold. And one of them has been benefiting more than the other, which has been interesting.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, I'm looking at a Bitcoin chart right now. We've seen Bitcoin and equities move together only on the big move. So if we have a big downdraft, based on Ukraine headers or inflation headers in the stock market, in general, we're seeing crypto follow. And not the best overnight or over the weekend price action, given that extended stay that we had from the markets. We're seeing the lowest levels in several weeks here. And you take a look at a two-month chart, really just testing these lows. So we had the beginning of a short-term uptrend. Looks like that's probably negated. Not out the window just yet, but not the best technical information or technical presentation setup that we're seeing in Bitcoin right now. Also want to check out some of the other tokens. Ethereum down 3.5%. We can see their chart, the Ethereum chart, pretty close to Bitcoin. Haven't really tested these lows just yet, but trying to head down there. And then Ripple, XRP, we see that approaching the lows from last week and last month as well. So interesting to see how some of this equities volatility to the downside has also spilled into crypto.
Indeed it is. Jared Blickery, thanks so much.